95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister. How the hell are you?
What's up?
You know,
girlfriend?
Just missing the clouds.
It's such a nice day.
Boring.
It's a little cold.
It is cold.
It's a little cold.
Yeah. I don't really care for the cold. I'll bring the rain. You know, bring the Amazon rain. I don't know what that means.
Not down with the rain.
Yeah.
Sunny and 72.
Boo!
Every day of my life.
L.A. story, Steve Martin.
Every day of my life.
It's sunny. 72.
Which I love. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yes.
People are dumb.
Boy, howdy. They're just getting dumber by the minute.
That really does seem that way.
Yeah, or they're just coming out of the woodwork, I guess.
I think maybe it's a social media thing that people have always been this dumb.
Yeah, they didn't have a chance to show it to everybody.
Right.
Right.
And then people didn't get a chance to share it.
Right.
Which I'm happy they do.
Hold them up in the air and go, look how dumb this person is. Look what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this story, but there's a bishop that's in a lot of trouble because he said that Santa Claus doesn't exist. So that's...
He said what?
Yeah.
The Pope is pissed.
Yeah.
Film at 11.
Pornhub's year in review on today's show.
He said that really quick. Not like
and
saw it in the notes, so I know what you're talking about.
Sluggo hates Christmas.
Down with Christmas. Down with... I know I'm not alone in this.
So in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to take calls from people who hate Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is...
My brothers and sisters.
Which is an odd thing for me, because I've always loved it.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk to you in the 4 o'clock hour. If you hate Christmas.
You know what?
If you're a Grinch like Sluggo.
Go ahead and un-Grinch myself for just a moment. Someone you said wanted to hear more U2 on this particular radio
station.
And not only is it a U2 song, Christmas song.
All right.
Come on.
I'm in.
I didn't know he was going to start talking right away.
That's how it starts.
Because I know this so well. There you go. Merry Christmas.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You say that with such authority.
Thank you. People are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I say that with authority as well.
That's a fact.
As one of the dumb people. This is a story that comes out of Delaware, which you don't really hear a lot.
No. Is it the Florida disease moving slowly up
Maybe.
The coast?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Also, people who have a last name as a first name, Bugby.
Oh, yeah.
Change it.
Yeah.
McRoberts Williams.
Nope. That's terrible.
Yeah.
McRoberts Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. First, I thought the names were reversed,
but
it's Williams. So, he's 44 years old, and he's accused of robbing a bank. Listen to the beginning of this story.
Well, Delaware State Police didn't have to go far to recover money stolen in a bank robbery. They say the suspect...
Yeah.
All right, so they didn't have to go far to recover the money.
Yeah.
They say the suspect...
Went to the donut shop next door.
And got caught, like, buying a donut?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my guess.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
They say the suspect tried to deposit the cash into his own account at the same bank.
I couldn't even think that dumb.
He has an account at the bank he robbed.
My God.
So he took the money that he held them up for and went out to the ATM and deposited it.
Go to another bank.
Right.
A different bank.
Maybe a different branch of the same bank.
If you must.
But you know what they have at a bank? All of your information.
And a few cameras.
Mm-hmm. They have cameras. They have where you live. They have all kinds of information.
That one teller you were really rude to on Christmas Eve last year.
Sure, there's that.
Holy cow.
Police say McRoberts Williams handed a note to the teller at the Wells Fargo near Price's Corner Shopping Center. And after he got the cash, he took off. But they captured him at a nearby shopping center.
Yeah, he just ran behind a shopping center.
Unbelievable.
He stole the money, walked to an ATM, and tried to make a deposit.
I mean, I thought at least it was like, I said donut store, because, you know, shop.
Because
be
that
nice
would be stupid.
And it's very stupid.
Yes.
But then I was thinking, well, maybe a liquor store. But
no.
Come on.
An ATM at the same bank that he just robbed.
Wow.
That's then he deposited the money, so they have it.
I could come up with one thing dumber. That's right. They still have it.
Yes.
If you were to carjack someone.
Right.
And then try and sell the car to them. Like.
Right away.
Yeah, like, hey, look at this car I got.
Isn't this nice?
Yeah, I'll give you a deal on it. What do you think?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Ho, ho, ha!
Yeah, you don't love Christmas. We'll get to that. Right now, a Roman Catholic diocese in Italy was forced to apologize after a bishop told a group of children that Santa doesn't exist. Leaving parents outraged.
Hey, kids! The church wants you to know.
Bishop Antonio Stagliano, from the Diocese of Noto in Sicily dropped the bombshell statement while trying to explain the meaning of Christmas. This is what he said. No kids. Santa Claus does not exist. In fact, I would add that the red suit that he wears was chosen by Coca-Cola specifically for advertising purposes.
Oh, no. So he's like a conspiracy theory as well.
What?
Dude. One of them.
Right.
One of them. I bet he doesn't believe birds are real either.
Well, let's check. We actually are able to check with him on the Heineken 00 hotline. It's Bishop Antonio Stagliano. Hello, sir.
Hey, how you go? How's it going for you, boys? It's good to talk to you.
It's going well for us. How's it going for you?
It's not so good for me.
Right.
I have a big problem. A lot of people are very upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta make a big apology because I make a bigger mistake.
Yeah.
Speaking of big, can you believe he died of a heart attack in the Sex in the City sequel? That was crazy, huh? You're on the Peloton.
Why would you? It just came out.
And he died.
What is wrong with you?
That is crazy. I couldn't believe I'm a watch that. I'm like, oh my God, a big is gone. He's such an important character.
Spoiler alert.
This is the spoiler of Bishop.
Wow.
That's the problem.
Have you apologized to the children?
We did. We all said bad. Bad. Sorry to make you so sad, kiddies. This is no good for you. I apologize. Like a time I told a little kid, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker's daddy. It just not.
Why would you tell a kid that?
It just come out. I don't even know.
Yeah, I remember that. I was very upset.
He was so make a mistake, make a mistake like Bruce Willis to think you see dead people when he's a dead one all the time. And it's Sixth Sense. I couldn't have believed.
Sixth Sense, yeah. Let's not give away stuff. What do we call it? Huh?
I'm not giving away nothing. I just tell the truth. If they can't, that Tyler Durden isn't real in a fight club. He's a makeup in the guy's mind. The same guy. It's the way things are. I can't believe, Brad Pitt. I'm watching the box. He sees a wife ahead. How do you not know that? Kevin Spacey's Kaiser Soze. I mean, it's crazy.
Is it crazy, yeah?
There's no God.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Pornhub's year in review reveals what XXX fans in the U.S. and the U.K. love watching. With a big surprise.
Oh, all right. A big surprise?
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right.
There's a new favorite in town.
Okay.
There's a new number one, both for the United States and England.
Okay.
Hentai? Is that how you say it?
Sure, why not?
Animated porn?
Oh, okay.
Is now the site's most searched term globally.
Huh. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it took this long for it to...
It's adult anime, and apparently there are hundreds of thousands posted on the site.
Yeah, because you can do anything. Fritz the Cat way back when? It was an animated naughty movie or whatever. And I just remember thinking at the time, I'm like, you can really... I mean, there's no limit.
True.
Yeah, so it's surprising it took this long.
There's Lori Batito, who is the director of Pornhub's Sexual Wellness Center, and she says cartoons are more fantastical than regular porn.
Yeah.
Because it's not real, it can go further with less constraints in reality.
Yeah.
She also says hentai porn also tends to have more of a storyline, and people seem to be more and more drawn to context.
I doubt that. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah.
Also, the word passionate saw a 139% jump in the last year. So romance is number two.
Is that a code? Is that code for something?
Nope. Group sex is number three. Fitness. Swapping.
Olivia Newton-John is swapping her fitness.
Challenge.
Tapes. Challenge.
I don't know what that is. Transgender.
I like challenge.
Goth.
Oh, God.
Roommate. And also how to.
Roommate. Boy, that's as 1983 porn as you get right there.
This is hilarious, Dad. The average user spends 9 minutes and 44 seconds.
Remember that guy I told you about that used to come into the video store and go into the little curtained room? That's him. 9 minutes and 40.
Almost exactly.
He was way ahead of the curve.
Here are the movies that were searched. Forrest Hump, Pulp Friction, Muffy the Vampire Lair, The Hill Has Thighs, 21 Hump Street, Laura Croft Poon Raider, Saturday Night Beaver, The Poonies, Flesh Gordon.
Yay, that's a real movie.
Game of Bones. Missionary Impossible. And Planet of the Gapes.
Auld Lang Syne, baby.
Any idea what that means? I don't know what that means.
No.
All enzyme, all bad, bad.
Jimi Hendrix. I'm not positive with that.
I have no idea.
Here's an opinion piece. I hate Christmas. Woo! You should be okay with that.
Yeah!
As written by Sluggo. This, I don't remember where I copy and pasted this from. I'm sorry. So I'm not going to give the correct credit.
Sure.
The dreaded season is here. Even if the commercials started long ago. The ads feature beautiful people wearing violently colorful sweaters and pouring fine liquor into glistening glassware. The stores where I buy my meager Hungry Man frozen dinners now explode with silver and red in a gaudy celebration of unchecked poinsettia-riddled capitalism.
Wow, very well said.
I hate Christmas.
Wow, dang. Spell it out, baby.
He's your people.
Yeah, he is.
We don't speak up, us holiday haters.
That's true.
And we're going to take calls from you now and allow you to speak up.
Yeah!
818-955-KLOS.
Those of you who could do all this nonsense.
We don't speak up, us holiday haters. We tend to keep our feelings to ourselves. We endure the commercial breaks that remind us that every kiss begins with K. And watch as still more beautiful people are surprised by enormous red bows on top of expensive cars. We watch the advertisements for Hallmark movies in which some successful yet unhappy woman moves to a small town and discovers the, quote, true meaning of Christmas by meeting some working class dude for whom she will upend her entire life just because he gives her a snow globe.
Did you just change the word in there, the word dude? Was that something else?
No, it was in there.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were changing what they were saying about that guy in a Hallmark movie.
But yeah. This year, I'd like to be heard.
Yeah.
Not everyone is down for all this glee.
No.
Our holiday tree glowing bright in the middle of the living room was a beacon to disappointment. And then he goes on to talk about mainly the commercials on TV seem to make it look like everybody gets
in the universe gets everything they've ever wanted.
Yeah,
and you deserve it.
Sort of unspoken is the more you get, the more happy you are.
Right.
Sort of.
I think it's shouted from the rooftop.
So he goes on to say that's partly why each year I give to support an organization that provides children from struggling families with toys.
Look at him going with his bad attitude and turning it around.
Because I don't want them to have the childhood that I had.
Nice.
Which was awful.
That's led to his Hungry Man dinners.
Right. So if you hate...
I understand.
Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Now's your chance to speak up.
Maybe not Christmas itself, but just like, you know, all the trimmings that go along with it and everywhere you go.
Well, any part of...
Ho, ho, bleh.
Yeah, I mean, any part of Christmas, including commercials, including, you know, music, including every part that comes with it.
Right.
You hate it.
Like, you want to hear about it.
Like Sluggo.
Yeah.
You have a friend in Sluggo. 818-955-KLOS.
Orange County's Joyous Wolf That Is Fearless, one of their new things, and I have to agree with Loudwire, who recently said 11 bands that are leading the classic rock revival, and Joyous Wolf on that list.
Agreed.
Of really good bands.
Let's talk about hating Christmas,
yeah.
Which Sluggo does.
Woohoo!
I did not see this coming, but Sluggo's not a fan.
Nope. Not of all the you know, stuff that goes along. I don't mind getting up and getting a lot of free presents and having fruit cake.
So you enjoy the opening of presents
and
nothing else.
No.
Gotcha.
I don't want to send cards. I don't want to sing carols. I don't want to get together with grandma.
All right.
Just
I want to get together with your grandma.
Yeah, again?
We're taking your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. If you're not a huge fan of Christmas.
I am not a fan of the commercialism. No, not at all.
I can see that because every TV commercial does talk about Christmas.
You got jingle bells, you got the Christmas songs, you got people taking classics and singing about their products.
But do you like the Christmas morning? Do you like the family? Do you like any of that?
Oh, I love the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I love family. I love giving.
So it's the capitalism part of it that you're not a big fan of.
Oh, absolutely.
I got you.
And this year it seemed to start before Halloween.
No, yeah, I think it started on January 1st this year.
It's earlier and earlier every year.
I think it ended on...
I saw a commercial yesterday for next Christmas.
In Christmas 2022. Do you remember how old you were when you first started getting tired of seeing it everywhere?
No, I'm pretty old.
Excellent.
Probably like around 30-ish.
30, okay. All right. Yeah. So a few years there, they got your money.
All right.
But thanks for calling. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I wanted to talk about why I wouldn't like Christmas.
Yes.
and the holidays. Well, first of all, the weather's already getting really cold.
Right.
And it doesn't make, it makes me not want to get up in the morning. And
I am right there with you. The one of the things I love about Southern California is the Christmas time when it's sunny and 68.
Yeah, it was 39 degrees exactly. this morning. Yeah.
It's oh my God, I couldn't deal with it. And the second thing is, like, if that's not bad already, like, with having no motivation to get up and get through the day, like, getting everybody gifts gives me so much stress.
That is a lot of work and a lot of money a lot of people don't have, but you're kind of expected to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. You know what? We're going to write to Santa. We're going to have a word with that
with that fat bastard.
It's all your fault.
Right on. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Christmas. No!
I read an opinion piece. I hate Christmas, and you should be okay with that. The dreaded season is here. Even if the commercial started long ago, the ads feature beautiful people wearing violently colorful sweaters and pouring fine liquor into glistening glassware.
Mm, I like that part.
I hate Christmas. is how he wraps that up. So this is your hour to complain if you hate Christmas.
Yeah!
KLOS, hello.
I hate Christmas.
Yay! That's the attitude. That's the spirit.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Well, when I was a kid, I never got anything good for Christmas. All I got was socks, underwear, and Levi's, you know?
Yeah.
Why do parents give socks at Christmas?
Well, my general opinion is that it comes down to finances, no?
Sure, but you got to give something.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
And why do it at Christmas? Why not just give them whenever and then give them good stuff at Christmas?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
I don't know. Yeah. I got a question for you guys, though.
Yeah.
Bad Christmas gifts, okay?
Yeah.
My brother had testicular cancer earlier this year and had one nut removed.
Right.
Now, would it be a bad Christmas present? I found a large steel ball bearing, and I thought about getting him a Super Bowl.
Depends on how good you get along with your brother, I guess.
100% yes.
Kevin's a yes. I'm like, well, watch it, but sure.
100% yes.
Well, there you go.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I hate Christmas.
Yeah.
I hate the 90s.
Why?
Why do you hate Christmas?
I hate that people choose this time to be nice to each other, quote unquote.
Yeah.
I hate it, I hate it, I hate it.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Why don't you be nice to each other all the time?
In the opinion piece that I was reading about hating Christmas, that's one of the things he went on to say.
Oh, really?
Is we treat people like crap for 11 months, and then we're supposed to treat everybody with joy.
Unless, of course, you've seen planes, trains, and automobiles.
Right, true.
Then you step up and you haven't got your car.
That is
true. Have something to say to our rosy cheeks.
I hear you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, man. We agree.
That doesn't make Christmas bad. That makes the other 11 months bad.
Ah, hey. Wow. Look at him turning it around.
Suck it.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, I'm just eating a hamburger right now.
Oh, okay.
That's what you kids call it these days, huh? Eating a hamburger?
I'm eating a double cheese.
All right.
Tell her you got to do something here.
You hate Christmas?
You know, I'm not a big Christmas fan, but I dig Christmas for my kids, man. That's the coolest thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's true.
All right. Yeah, I don't have kids, so I can see where
that
if I
is
did,
a big thing because you can sort of experience Christmas through your kids' eyes. And
I would like that.
Excited, yes.
Yeah,
of
I do get Christmas presents for our friends' kids.
So, right.
Yeah. What?
Well, today is my youngest daughter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 days from Christmas, so she got burnt for gifts, you know?
Yeah, that's bad timing.
By the way, you're the person that's supposed to make sure she doesn't get burnt for gifts.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say when she's born.
No. I'm going to see her at Christmas. I'll see her at Christmas. I'm going to give her that. Well, I can't tell you that. I can't tell when I give her. She's going to hear it. So I can't.
Say it.
All right. Is it a steel ball?
Hey, can I get a song?
Can you get a song?
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
I want to hear In a God of Vida from Slayer, from my daughter.
In a God of Vida.
If your daughter likes Slayer, man, I am so on board. That
right?
rules. Done deal. Screw Santa. Here you go.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Now go back to eating that hamburger, baby.
Double. It's a double burger. I mean, she's huge. You hate Christmas. Now is your time. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking to people this hour who hate Christmas. KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you hate Christmas?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Why?
And it's not so much of the commercialism mm-hmm. as or any of that. It's the getting together with family and in-laws and some of those people that you just don't get along with, they rub you the wrong way, and as you get older, you get less intolerant, and it's like the whole Christmas vacation kind of movie kind of vibe.
So you want to be tying people... grandma to the roof of the car and driving her through the rainstorm is what you're saying.
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, I'm sorry that your family's rough,
man. I don't think you're alone.
No. Yeah. No,
what
you
are
not.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, right? Nice. All right, man. Yeah. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, I hate Christmas.
Because?
I was born on December 28th. I have six siblings, and they always got thrashed with birthday presents. And when I got my Christmas, it was here's your birthday and your Christmas together.
That is lame.
Again, that's on the family. That's bogus.
Sucks. And I bet your friends and family now do it too, right?
Absolutely. I'm changing my birthday to July.
There you go. No, why not?
Why not?
That's a
indeed.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Just who cares? You just like from now
Nobody
on.
Nobody double checks
no.
either.
No. Good idea, dude. Right on.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Have a happy holiday, guys. Thank you
too. Thank you. You too, holiday hater.
Fellow holiday hater.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm not a big Christmas fan.
Right? Why not?
Basically, growing up, I was lucky, kind of like what the other guy said about underwear and stuff. I was lucky if I got one item for Christmas.
Oh, man. So it's just sort of spoiled it for life. You not found somebody. I bet you have run into and hooked up with people that feel basically the same as you do.
No, actually, well, I don't want to say it on the radio in case he's listening, so I can't say this. But his family, extremely heavy Christmas-oriented people.
Mm-hmm. Do they get you good stuff yet?
No.
They must not like you.
Christmas sucks!
You know what? That's not even funny, because I have felt that for a long time.
Oh, no, it was a joke.
It was a joke. I don't even know you.
Go at you.
I don't even know you.
No.
Okay, it was just a joke.
No, you know what? Well, those of us who hate Christmas don't have a good sense of humor. Can you leave us alone?
It was just a joke.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, okay, like, I don't hate Christmas, but it sucks.
I don't understand how.
No,
you
I
don't
sort
hate
of
it.
Understand how that works.
No, but I mean, you hate it then.
Yeah, the whole concept of like, okay, do you love this person $50 much, or do you love them $70?
Right.
Like it's just like that really gets me. And then I feel like, God forbid, you have to like talk to somebody at a department store. Like they're going to pressure you. They're going to If you don't love them $120 much, then you really need to rethink your relationship.
I don't think it's that obvious, do you?
Oh, yeah. No, I think that some people... Yeah, I've seen that kind of go down. Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm just really good at saying, I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass, but... Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Right on, man. All right, well, you are the final deciding factor. We are having Christmas shut down this year. It's scrubbed. It's not happening.
Way to go, man. Way to go. You got your way.
What? Do I still get a gift?
Nope. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know about you guys, but watching someone run from someone else endlessly entertains me.
Like, just all of a sudden, they just bolt?
Just bolt. Like, you're watching a car chase or something, and you know that the person's going through their checklist of all the things they have in their head of ways to get out of this situation.
Yeah, I go through that every day.
And so they try and talk their way out of it, and they reason their way out of it, mm-hmm. and they try to give excuses to get out of it. And finally, when you're out of everything, pew, just turn and run.
Like a cartoon, like...
Nothing makes me happier. I don't know why.
It is a very interesting thing to see, especially live and in person.
Like,
I know.
I'm at a soccer match, for example.
Yeah.
They have a pitch invader. Guy runs onto the grass, and the giant security guards are like trying to chase him, and it's so entertaining. I know I'm supposed to hate it.
Right.
But baseball, same thing. Although they could have an entire chase with a guy on the field between pitches because it's a slow sport. But what I'm saying is people running from other people kills me.
One of my favorite moments in the Oscars ever is still the streaker. I think that was hilarious. I mean, you know, and then David Niven's comment, of course, was perfect. Showing off his shortcomings, whatever. Yes. That's nice. But just the fact that he had the nerve.
Yes. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, and then run off.
Nerves.
Couple of nerves.
So we want to take some phone calls from you at 818-955-KLOS if you ran. You ran. There was a point at which you thought you could talk your way out of it, and you ran out of every option except for turning and hightailing it and just running away from the person.
We want to hear the details on
that. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I ran from Bean's house.
Oh, yeah. Tell us this story. This is a beautiful story. I'm going to play A Flock of Seagulls, that song I ran just for you. That's classic.
I don't love this story.
This I've only shared it the first time here on KLOS. Isn't it a KLOS exclusive?
It was a holiday party.
Uh-huh. At Bean's house,
right? My former partner, uh-huh. who doesn't have people over, probably because of people like me. So I had to go to the bathroom, and it was desperate, and I went upstairs because I didn't want to ruin the party.
Now, you're going number two, I'm assuming, because you're going up
upstairs. Which, by the way, I hate.
You're a party pooper.
Yes, I am.
Do you poop out at parties?
I hate people that can't control themselves, but in this particular case.
Just no choice.
No choice.
Yeah. So that burrito was coming back.
And I plugged the toilet and started overflowing. Woo!
And you didn't go downstairs and tell him.
I ran down the stairs and kept going. I was like Run, Forrest, Run. I just kept running all the way home.
Now, when you got near your car,
yes.
Did you start to think, oh, maybe I should turn around? There's still time to go back.
There's nothing in my mind that said go back.
They're totally committed.
Once I determined running was my last option, you run. That's it. So you ran. 818-955-KLOS. If you have a story like that.
Classic story.
Yeah, it's great.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not proud of it.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
But you
I don't blame you. Really? I get it.
What would you do? You wouldn't go downstairs and go, hey, by the way, I just destroyed the toilet.
That's a good question. I would just ignore it. I would just try and fix it.
Right.
And then as soon as I heard someone on the stairs or anywhere, I'd be going into another room and hiding in the closet, hoping Bean doesn't come in to
you would get a frilly dress. You
wouldn't do anything to hide until I could get out of there. But I mean,
okay, so it's
so
the
basically
same,
the same thing. Yeah.
Same thing.
I certainly wouldn't have told him. No, so I don't blame
you. No, you would have run.
I don't think I would have left the house, though. I would have stayed at the party, but pretended I didn't know anything.
Not
about
me,
it.
Man. It's all I had. That's all that was in my head. So you ran from someone.
Yeah.
From anyone.
Something. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now.
Just pointed at you, Kevin. That's nice.
He did?
Yeah. Bob Plant loves you.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
I didn't see him point.
I'll never do it again.
Point again! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about how funny it is when people chase other people. And the question is, you ran?
Yeah, I was a courtesy clerk for a major grocery store, and our boss's truck was being broke into, which we didn't know. We asked him, we're like, hey, some of your kid is sitting in your vehicle. He goes, that's not my kid. So me and another courtesy clerk started running after this guy, ran across the street. And next thing I know, I hear something whiz by my head, which was a bottle.
Wow.
And then I look up and I see a guy standing with a gun pointing at me, and all he said was run.
That is a smart run, dude.
Wow,
that's the
fantastic.
Right thing to do.
And you ran.
Yeah, oh, I ran. I turned around and my legs didn't want to work. And the whole time I started running, I thought he was going to shoot me in the back.
Of course.
Wow, damn.
Of course. Wow. No, you did the right thing.
Yes,
there.
You did. The hell with the boss's car, man. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You ran?
Hey, Kevin and Flugley. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Thanks.
So we were all having a big old sleepover in high school at the coach's house because his son was a quarterback, right?
Right.
So we decide, let's go egging.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we were take off around the block. We're egging houses. And then he lived in a really, really rich area. So they had, like, security guards patrolling. And my quarterback, so it was, like, a bunch of us, but I was the slowest guy there because I was the fat lineman.
Right.
And so he goes, F the police, and throws the eggs at the security guard.
Oh, no.
I look at my eggs and I just let them go. I just let them go on the floor and I was like, I'm not throwing nothing. And I ran and then I jumped in a bush and they all ran home and left me.
Oh,
did you get caught?
No, I just stayed in the bush. I just remember breathing real hard. And I was like, these guys are going to hear me for sure.
Well, you know, moral of the story, it's always good to jump into the bush.
Correct. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Corey.
Hi, Corey. You ran?
Yeah, I am. I was a 12-year-old, and I'm playing baseball down at the end of the block in the wiffle ball spot, but we're using a metal bat and a tennis ball instead of a wiffle ball.
Right.
And I hit it through the second story window and just take off. I just took off.
Now, that is very familiar to Kevin and I. We've heard the shattering glass of many.
I have broken many windows.
Did you run every time?
Yeah. I mean, yes, because our insurance wouldn't cover us anymore.
Right. So you ran, and did anybody ever figure out it was your ball?
Yes, yeah. So it's, you know, this is back in Jersey City, New Jersey, and everyone knew each other, early 90s, and the guy was watching us through the window. The window that broke or another window, but he's watching us, and he tells us the story later. He says, yeah, the window breaks, and I look out, and I just see the fat little kid with the bowl cut just take off.
Real nice. He had to throw that bit in.
He had to insult you on top of everything else.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You ran?
Be honest.
Yes.
Did you play that song on purpose?
Because of what we're talking about right now?
Yep.
No.
You didn't.
No. Right. No.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about...
Running! Run!
It's always hilarious to us when people are running from anyone for any reason.
Pew! I'm out of here.
You ran?
Me and my siblings and all of their buddies, I was probably 12 years old. We used to go play hide-and-seek in Travel Town by the L.A. Zoo. Mm-hmm. And we would get dressed up all in black and stuff and just, you know, have fun but not create any damage.
Right.
And... We were in Travel Town, and I accidentally tripped over one of the big bells on one of the engines of the trains, and I made it gong really loud. And oops. I guess a park ranger heard us, and so they called the police, and next thing you know, we get ambushed by a bunch of park rangers, and everybody just scatters.
Wow, I mean, just because you knocked a bell a little bit, that's overreacting a bit. It's the most precious thing in the world.
We were trespassing. It was at night.
I mean...
They grabbed my sister and handcuffed her to the train until my mother showed up. And
wow.
And my brother grabbed me, and we ran like the wind. Yeah. I got as fast as my little legs could run. We hopped a fence. We ran through the L.A. River and jumped over the bridge. When we get to the bridge, my mother pulls up, stops, and goes, "They got your effing sister! Get your butt home!" Nobody got in any trouble, but our mom was pretty pissed.
Good times.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS, please.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, you ran?
No, actually, I wanted to put this in on the whole deal. I'm 66 years old, and I never once ever had to run.
Wow. Really?
Never once.
Even when you were a kid, I ran from some hippies throwing rocks at their cars as they drove by, and they jumped out of the truck and chased me for, I don't know, long-ass way. That never happened once?
I have led a real responsible life.
What are you doing listening to KLOS, then?
You sound dull, my friend.
Oh, I grew up on KLOS.
Right on. You're living vicariously.
Back when you guys had the sister station KMET.
Oh, yeah. That's some good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's how long I've been listening.
Then you're lying about running.
No. Well, let's put it this way. If there was a time that I needed to run... I didn't. I went back and made it right.
Wow. Whatever.
Kevin's not impressed, and I'm just sort of like, I can't. I don't understand.
Thank you for calling.
I can't figure it out. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, did you hear this?
What?
Hi.
You ran?
Oh, yeah. We had a golden retriever one time that alerted us that there was somebody trying to break into my husband's truck.
Mm-hmm.
So as I ran into the Flippies with my pajamas on, I tell my husband, call the cops. I go running after this guy halfway down the road, and all you can hear is flop, flop. I'm trying to get back to the house, and there's my husband, and there's a police down there going, was that you making that flop, flop, flop all the way down past the neighborhood?
And it was?
It was me. The guy got away somehow, but boy, I didn't
like
this.
Jerk,
son of a bitch.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning. Nothing like running down the street with your pajamas on, no bra, flip-flops going, thump, 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 thump.
By the way, yeah, when you were saying flop, 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 that is not what I thought you were saying at first. Oh, I'm going to have to hit the beeper a bunch of times. Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You ran 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, it's another coincidence. Just happened to have Run to the Hills from Iron Maiden on while we're having this conversation.
That's quite strange how those songs keep working out.
That is weird.
It's really bizarre. Yeah. And you're not changing the rules.
No.
Yeah. All right. KLOS, you ran?
Hey, Kevin Bean, what's going on?
Right, I'm fine. I'm Bean. I'm bloody British.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Good. You ran?
Yes, I ran.
Sure.
So it was about 12 years ago. I was just turned 18, and
before weed was legal, I was buying weed off the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at a park and meant to meet my dealer, found out the hard way that he was selling meth to people, too.
Oh, you got to find out what his full
menu
is. Yeah.
So the cops end up coming up, pulling us over, and thought I was on meth and said they were going to beat the crap out of me, and I decided to run, and that didn't go very well.
How far did you get?
I got about maybe 10 feet.
Oh, damn it. Hey, man, stoners can't run very far, man.
You got 10 feet. You can get 10 feet away from Usain Bolt.
I can't, man. Clearly, you were buying some indica.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right on. Take care.
Bye.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi. My name's Eileen. I was calling in because I ran.
Yes, please. Tell us the story.
This actually wasn't too long ago. It was last 4th of July. I got a bunch of, like, major mortar shells from a friend that got them through Mexico, like, giant ones.
Mm-hmm.
And a few buddies of mine and I got a little too drunk, and we thought, let's light them off in the middle of Crenshaw Boulevard.
Oh, no.
So I put two out there, run to the middle of the intersection at, like, it's like 8:30 at night, light them. And one of them knocked over and started spraying at all the cars and the houses.
Oh, like, no.
Every car passing by was getting sprayed, and it was, like, going on for a good, like, 5 minutes. It was one of those giant, giant ones. And we ran so fast. Cops are there, just hiding in the house, like, down the street. Like, oh, my God, did that seriously just happen?
Oh, my God.
That is an awesome story.
That is fantastic.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
I ran from fireworks, but I got caught by the sheriffs who were raiding us from the beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
Oh, my God.
I guess our music director, Big Al, just knew that we were going to talk about running today. I don't know, just random.
That is weird.
Run songs. Bizarre. Who knew?
That's really strange. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about you got yourself in a situation where you had to run. You have one?
I've ran so many times. If Dennis had this in the book, I would probably be in there.
And what's your best one?
Yeah, yeah.
We and my buddies were walking down the street, and these guys yelled at us. We flipped them off. They jumped out of the van. This guy was yoke running after me. And this was back in the day when we had the boom boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel his breath on my neck, and I turned around and I cracked him with this boom box, and he stopped. And I just kept going.
Yeah, you did. Damn straight.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, what cassette? What song was playing? Was it maybe Fox on the Run by Sweet?
There you go. There you go.
Right on, man. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how y'all doing?
We are good, thank you. You ran?
Oh, yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, me and a friend of mine were busting out windows in an abandoned building, and the cops showed up, so we ran. Turns out we ran straight to another cop.
Ah!
That's the worst. That's not ideal.
No. But the sound of that glass breaking was so satisfying, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. He took us to the house by the collar.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello. Hi there. You ran?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So, when I was about 12, I got busted stealing candy at a grocery store. They called my mom. She wasn't available to come pick me up, so they called the babysitter. She picked me up. I came home. I went to bed thinking I was going to get away with it. She got home, woke me up, put a whooping, and that's not where I ran. When I ran, it was when she was dragging me over to the kitchen because she said she was going to burn my hands.
What?
Wow.
And I pulled one of the fast ones where I flipped off the T-shirt and kept my T-shirt and I ran.
Yeah, you did?
I was hollering, don't do that. But,
wow.
Of course, she burned my hands, but I never stole again.
She was just trying to scare you, though, right? She wouldn't have actually.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. But you didn't know that.
I didn't know that, and I was 2 feet away from the stove.
Ooh.
And,
Dude, I don't blame you, man. No, I don't care what kind of trouble's coming, man. I'm going to run in that situation. Yeah. Damn. Dearest Journey, don't tell me what to do.
Wow. Yeah, wow. That's a bad attitude right there.
Yeah, yeah, well.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. And time for what we learned.
What did we learn this fine day?
If you're going to rob the branch of your own bank, don't stop to deposit the money in the ATM just outside the front doors. That seems bad.
Pick another bank.
Sluggo hates Christmas.
Boo!
And we took calls from a bunch of listeners who agreed with him.
Yay!
What is happening? And Pornhub had their end of the year review showing the number one search in America is hentai animated porn, I believe is how you say it.
Sure, why not?
And the most searched movie was Planet of the Apes. So,
Mike is on board with that one, I do believe. Yes, sure. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy, see you tomorrow. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1974 when the unbelievably awesome Young Frankenstein film was released to theaters. That was the inspiration for Aerosmith's Walk This Way. Thanks to Igor, a.k.a. Marty Feldman, telling Doc, that's what inspired that song.